Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Welcome.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the show. My name's Will Koontz. 813-693-2124, HMBRadio.com. Just a reminder, you can watch this show live. Either Wednesday or Thursday nights, usually in the evening. We're trying to lock down a time, but it'll be streamed on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. So follow the show on all those things, and you can get notified of when we are live. And joining me, as always, is Anna Hummel. I had an incident, Anna, that I talked with Johnny B about it, and actually kind of came to a head today. I had... Johnny B was talking about how he wishes he had pictures of himself from when he was younger, but his house burned down.
I remember. it's an ongoing rip.
It's a point where we make fun of him a lot because his house burned down, which
Don't
is an
you
awful
have
thing.
The, oh, right. Your house burned down.
It burned down, right. Yeah, unfortunately for him. So he was saying he doesn't have any pictures of himself. Now, I had my grandmother pass, about a month ago now. And my dad insisted that I take my book of photos from when I was a baby that she had. It was like her book for me. And I was like, well, don't you want to keep this? And he said, no, I don't. And I went, okay. So now I just have a pictures of myself from when I was young. And this happened also with my mom, where she asked me, do you want to have the pictures from your dad's and I's wedding? And I was like, well, I don't know. It didn't really last very long. It didn't, but there's nice photographs of them two together. Yeah. So I said, well, I mean, do I have to take? She goes, well, if you don't take them, I'm going to throw them away.
Oh, damn.
And I said, all right, well, I'll take them. Now, I'm very limited on space in here. This is recording from my apartment here in St. Petersburg.
It's very small.
It's very small.
What do you say, 600, 700 square feet?
I would say it's slightly larger. I don't even think it's that. It's probably in the 550 range.
I don't even know how to square feet doesn't compute in my head.
I would say the total size of my apartment / studio is about the size of a living room.
Like a garage.
Yeah.
If that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have a lot of space. So I took the photos from my mom gave me. I took the photo book of photos of me when I was a baby. And then I was talking about, like, what do I do with these? Because, you know, am I going to look at photos of myself? No, probably not. That's why I assumed my dad would want to keep them.
Well, I mean, how often are you looking at photo albums anyways? Like,
never.
Frequently. It's stuff you put, like, on a shelf in the closet, and then when someone dies or there's a wedding or...
Yes.
You know, some big event happens, then you decide you want to go down memory lane, and you're like, wow, look how young we were, or
yes.
They were, I was, wow, wow, wow. And then you just put it away, you don't look at it for 20 years.
Yeah, and that's kind of the assumption that I took, too. Now, I got up, this kind of carried over, because I was like, well, if I die, you know, then they'll have photos of me in here that they can look, that I can look at if right. I die prematurely or something. And then my dad, he listens to the show at night. He works at night, so occasionally he'll tune in. And he was asking me if I was talking about photo albums. He said, I didn't hear the whole thing, but were you talking about photo albums? I said, yeah, yeah, we're, you know. And he goes, oh, this is because I have more photo albums that I want you to take next time you're over here. And I said, Dad, I don't have room. Like, literally don't have room.
This is now the second time he's talking... You
more
into,
photo albums.
Okay, more.
More family photo albums. Not just of me, I guess, but of family albums. You know, other people. And I said, I literally don't have the room. Because I don't. I maybe I'll put up a tour of my apartment or something on Instagram or Twitter. Because it's non-existent. There's no space to put anything. And then he hit me with the, all right, then I'm throwing them away. I know he's limited on space, too, and he is getting ready for a move, you know, potentially in the next little while, you know, soon-ish. But now I'm like, well, don't throw them away. I'll figure something out. But I don't know. I guess he feels the same way I do about it. Well, when am I going to look at him? I'm not going to look at him.
Well, it just seems like that's... I feel like memories is really not where you want to cut corners. You know, like maybe get rid of your, I don't know, some appliances you never use. Like, why are you going to get rid of memories that there's no replicate? There's no replications of it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a digital footprint of you in like 83 when you were born, you know,
right.
Or when your parents got married. So it seems kind of bizarre. I get it, but also like, it seems weird that both of your parents are like threatening you. Like, if you don't take it, I'm going to throw this in the garbage because that's what those memories mean to me. It's nothing.
And that's where the downside of being an only child is too, right?
Yeah.
Because there's nobody else. There's no more successful sibling that's able to take over and be like, I have
the mantle.
Yeah. I have a house that I can put these in.
Yeah.
But typically, I would say the photo albums belong to the generation, you know, just like one passes and then you pass it down one and then it goes down.
Right.
So I'm getting skipped. They're not taking any responsibility for these photo albums. It's just getting thrown on to me.
Yeah. My parents have all the photos from the divorce and stuff.
Yeah.
Mom has them. Dad has them. And I don't even think they've really even offered it to me. They just said, I have the photos. So I'm like, okay, cool.
And then they'll be yours one day.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of your duty to, you know, pass them down through.
To store them, to be the storage, essentially, is a rite of passage.
And it's kind of cut off with me. So maybe they just assume, since they don't have any other children, that they'll just do it now and then it will kind of end with me.
Maybe. I don't know. It seems a little bit bizarre that they would threaten to throw them away, you know?
Yeah, it kind of irritated me, honestly, because now it's my, it's him doing it, throwing them out, but it's kind of my fault because I didn't take them. Yeah, I could have easily remedied this. All I had to do was take them.
Yeah, you have to take them.
So I don't know. Scott says digital evolution. Yeah, I know that there's services that you can send away your pictures.
Yeah.
And then they'll put them, and I think that's what digitize I'm going to end up doing. They'll digitize them and put them on
expensive?
Probably, but I would say it's worth it. Also a good like Christmas gift. But I don't know. But maybe if I got them that as a Christmas gift, they'd be like, I didn't want this. That's why I gave it to you.
Right. I don't think they want it back in digital form.
I would think it would be a nice sentimental gift, but maybe not.
No,
so,
that's a bad idea. Actually.
But maybe it'd be good for me. Get it on some sort of blockchain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I own the rights to it. It's my life and my pictures and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. There's, I think it's called like... digital box or something like that. I've heard it on podcasts.
I have no idea you can do that.
I
have a situation on my hands. It's really not my hands, but it's something that I'm kind of a part of peripherally. I know we're kind of switching gears a little bit, but do you remember when you lost your virginity?
Oh, yes. Very well.
I think it was to a gross girl in the back of a car.
Yeah. It was to a girl that had a peg leg.
Yes. Yes. And, well, you know what? I'm really glad she had a peg leg because that is a perfect segue into what I want to talk about, what's about to happen tomorrow.
Okay.
Imagine now you were born and you have a cerebral palsy. Now, I think that's something that you, it's not a congenital thing. It's not a genetic thing. It's when you come out of the womb and I think you get strangulated. You get strangled and then not enough oxygen to the brain and then you're effed for life with this condition, right? Is that, I think that's how CP works.
I don't know, but it's a terrible disease.
It is. It's a horrible affliction. So there's a big fan of the Bubba the Love Sponge show and we affectionately call him Brandon the Quad. And we've been trying to get him laid now probably for about 3 or 4 years. He is a virgin. He has cerebral palsy. He's been bound to a wheelchair his entire life. He's 37 years old.
Oh, man.
I've met him a few times. He's a huge fan of the show. He's been a fan of the show for over a decade. He's been listening. His mother is a saint. She had him when she was 16 years old. Imagine you're 16, you have a kid, and now this kid has like obviously a major problem.
Holy moly, yeah.
She's been taking care of him ever since then, obviously.
Mm.
Last time we had our big annual Bubba Army royalty party, which is like our premier event of the year, last January, we tried very, very hard to get Brandon laid. I should say that my coworkers, I really had nothing to do with it. We were on Backpage. They were looking at disabled friendly hookers, prostitutes.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to believe this, but a lot of these women are very flaky. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They make a lot of empty promises. I know, shocking, but it was the case. So he didn't get laid. He came all the way out, drove all the way out from Iowa with his mother.
Mm.
And didn't get laid. Well, we found what we can only call a healthcare hero. And I think you may know this person.
Really?
Who is about to have sex with Brandon tomorrow morning. Let's go, Brandon. We even made shirts. Let's go, Brandon shirts.
Perfect.
Do you know a man by the name of Brent Hatley?
Yes, the name of it sounds very familiar. It used to be Howard Stern. Used to be a Bubba.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, I'm familiar. Okay.
So him,
did he die?
No, he's very much alive.
Okay, all right, good. I very heard much that he passed away. That's good.
No, he's alive. He married a woman by the name of Caitlin. Mm-hmm. Obviously, now her last name is Hatley as well. They're a very eccentric duo, and I would say their biggest, if not only, hobby is banging.
Okay, I think I remember watching a podcast with them. They used to do a show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
And when I say banging, I don't just mean with each other. I mean...
everybody.
I mean the whole squad.
Sure. Whoever wants it.
It somehow came up about the Brandon the Quad thing in front of Brent. And Brent, ever so just casually, just said, you know, I think Caitlin would bang him. I think she would be open to that. Let me get her on the line. He calls his wife and he said, hey, babe, there's this guy who's been bound to a wheelchair. He's been wanting to get laid his whole adult and teenage adolescent life. No one will have sex with him. would you mind doing the honors? And she not only said that she'd be happy to, she was honored. She came on the show several times talking about all the things she's going to do. Whoa. She's talked to Brandon. She has an OnlyFans account, so she gave him access to that for free.
Wow,
so
nice, he can nice.
Get prepped on what to expect.
Sure.
And it's going down tomorrow at 9:30 a.m.
Holy moly. Now, is this going to be live on air?
Well, what it's going to be is filmed.
Okay. There's and he's be, okay with that?
He just wants to get laid. He I just understand. Wants to get laid. And, yes. you know, Bubba's no stranger to filming things like this. You know, that's kind of yes. his wheelhouse. He will not be there because he has to do the show.
Uh-huh. Oh, Someone good. There's a very loud car out there. That's good.
And so Caitlin is going to have sex with Brandon tomorrow morning at 9:30 in the a.m., and he will finally be deflowered.
Wow.
Bubba has given him a very strict regimen of edging, masturbating, relieving himself, eating, and then starting the process over again. I think he has him at 4 parties a day.
Okay.
Yes.
He's able to use his hands well enough where he can perform.
I think he has like use of it, one hand. One hand we call the cobra.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
These terms, but yep. I kind of take a temperature of the room and he seems to be okay with it.
Yeah.
So he has one hand that's a cobra and one hand that's a bit more mobile. He has more mobility with the other hand.
I see. Yes. I see. Okay. Well, that's good to, that's exciting.
Yeah. His mom, he has a condom catheter and his mom has to change it out all the time. And she knows exactly how many times he's, you know, done what he's done. She's just like, yeah, yep. So she is more excited than anyone because he's been talking about having sex for about 2 decades now.
Uh-huh.
So finally, the day is tomorrow. And I was just thinking how exciting it would be for someone who has waited so long for an event, who hasn't really had much of a normal life at all, finally get to experience something that most people, you know, would say is one of their favorite activities. So,
wow, that's so exciting. 37, he's really going to be able to, he's really going to be able to articulate it too. Yeah. I would imagine it's not going to last very long, but it's going to be, now does he get a second chance or does he just get the one crack at it?
Now, here's the thing about Caitlin is she's not even asking for money because they'll be filming it so she can put it on her OnlyFans. And we're also hoping that we can take that same footage and put it on our OnlyFans.
Oh, I'd love to see it. Yeah, I can't wait.
I've suggested a watch party, but I don't know if that's going to go off well with my coworkers. But I would like to see it in party form. That's okay.
Live?
Maybe not live because we'll be on the air, but I would like to see it together, you know, for the first time we view it like a viewing party.
That's tremendous.
Together. So that's what's about to go down. I believe Brent will be filming it.
Mm. What a saint.
Yes. And I don't think it's like a you bust once, it's over.
Okay, so he's got multiple cracks at it. That's good news.
It's going to be a few hours of okay, like, good, so, good. You know, and
she's going to do everything, mouth stuff.
Yes, yeah. We've gone wow. over like the order of operations. We, you know, we've even detailed because it's hard to say certain things on air. So, you know, kissing is a one.
Scott wants to know, what is the cobra?
The cobra is, I believe it's his, maybe it's his left hand, maybe it's his right hand, but it doesn't have a lot of mobility. So Brandon's hand, one of them is just kind of locked in a cobra-like position like this.
Yeah.
So we can't really do much with it. The other hand seems to have more dexterity.
I see. Yeah, so. That makes sense. Yeah, I hope that makes sense, Scott. I want to remind you that you can get this stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter right now, and you can always get the podcast. Please do subscribe to the podcast to HMB Radio on iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. Now, the Buccaneers are playing in the playoffs yeah. this weekend, Anna. That, to me, was obviously exciting. I know you're a sports person.
I am.
But I also know that you don't really care.
No, not at all.
But I knew that there was something, well, you're not very fashionable either.
No.
You're not into fashion.
No.
I
don't know a ton about pop culture.
Okay, well, you know Tom Brady?
Yes.
Okay, so Tom Brady is probably the most famous football player of all time.
Yes.
And he's got his hands into a lot of business ventures. He's got it into cryptocurrency and NFTs and
his own brands.
He's got TB12. But now he's got his own thing. He's got this clothing line. He's got the Brady brand. And it came out today. and it's a technical apparel brand to apply two decades of pro sports level innovation and engineering to create a system of clothing that performs across every activity. It sounds like exciting stuff. Now, the quarterback posted a video on Instagram. You know, he was hyping it up. And the gear, some people are saying that the gear looks great. It's very fashionable, very sporty.
What?
But the prices are a little out of hand, a little bit, I think some people would say. One person said, the gear looks great, but the price is outside the reach of the normal Joe. Another wrote that no average Joe is going to be able to afford this, Tommy. Would love to support your brand, but I'd rather pay my electric bill. And he says some of the items being sold on the Brady brand include T-shirts and tank tops for how much? If you were to guess. Just a T-shirt, a tank. What would you guess?
Well, obviously, it's really expensive, so I'm going to go it's $60.
$60 is a good guess. I can tell you it's even more than that. $75.
For a T-shirt?
For a T-shirt and a tank top. Polos, what would you guess a polo would go for?
I say we're going to go $110.
$110. Very close. $120. $120 for a polo shirt. And hoodies. For I won't make you guess. $95. The least expensive item on the site is socks.
I was just about to say, what, $30 a pair?
$20 for a pair of socks.
Just one pair.
And people are like mad about this, but you don't have to buy it.
No.
I saw that for some reason there's this desire to hate people who have stuff, who have money and are doing well. I saw this article in Creative Loafing, and they were mad because some rich guys who would benefit from the Rays moving to Tampa would make money, I guess, from it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a conflict of interest, but the game is a business. Everything's a business. You wouldn't do it if it didn't make money.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal.
Well, I think the only reason people are mad, like, I'm not mad, but I don't want to buy it. So it sounds like people who would want to buy it are mad because they can't afford it.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't buy new anything. Most of my stuff is thrifted.
Yeah, but you're not, you know, you're you. Other people are different.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
You gave me a look like that just occurred to you that not everybody thinks like you. Huh? What do you mean?
Well, yeah. I don't know, but I don't think I would pay $75 for...
F no.
I wouldn't even pay $75 for a pair of shoes.
Running only for me.
Not even that.
But I use them every day and stuff.
You can get a pair of running shoes for $50.
Again, I use them all the time, and I'm constantly active, so I invest. And they also last longer.
I don't think so.
It depends on how often you use them. But I'll spend $80 to $90 for running shoes. But that's it. But all my other shoes are like $15.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get that to a certain extent, but you can also get by with a $50 pair of running shoes, and they're fine. They're very comfortable. Mine are Asics, and they're running shoes, and I got them for $55 at Pelts.
Sometimes you can find like a good deal, but just personally, and I'm brand loyal to Nike. I just like the way it fits my foot.
Okay.
That it's usually in the ballpark of like $65 to $90.
Okay. You have very tiny feet.
Too, I really
so I'd
don't.
Imagine there would be.
They're 100% average.
Really?
Yeah, 7.5. Yeah.
For a late, you were 7.5 in ladies?
Yep.
Oh my God, you got huge feet.
I know. What did you think? I was born like a 6 or something?
I don't know. For some reason, I pictured it was like a 3.5.
Nope. I'm little, but I got big old feet.
Oh my God. That's disturbing.
Personality.
I'm frankly disturbed to get this information.
Sometimes an 8.
Oh my gosh. In Nikes?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
In women's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you allowed to talk about Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Okay. Hulk Hogan.
Who's that?
Hulk Hogan. He's a professional wrestler, a very famous professional wrestler. Oh, I like this story, and I'm trying my best. I don't want to talk about Antonio Brown anymore, and I don't want to talk about COVID anymore. I've been talking about COVID for 2 years. 2 years, but unfortunately, it's still in the news.
Every day.
Sometimes I have to bring it up. Now, Hulk Hogan is very famous around the Tampa Bay area. He has me blocked on Twitter. I don't know why. Hmm. Maybe it's just because I work at 102.5 The Bone.
Maybe.
I don't know. But he has me blocked. I'm very upset because he's my hero growing up.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, he's a local celebrity, and I saw him around a bunch of times, and it was cool.
He lives in Clearwater. He lives locally.
Yep. So Hulk Hogan is I believe he's very religious.
I've seen him sport a giant cross.
Yep. I think he's had his trials and tribulations. Obviously, your employer,
life.
Your employer, yeah. Well, your employer knows him very well, or did at one point. Everybody's kind of had run-ins with him. Now, he made some claims about the death of Betty White, and now the death of Bob Saget, which kind of came out of nowhere. Bob Saget was one of those ones that kind of, it was like Kobe Bryant. When Kobe Bryant died, I was like, no way. Kobe Bryant died.
Remember when that was the biggest news?
Oh my
and then
God.
2 weeks later, everyone forgot because COVID
happened.
On.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bob Saget kind of hit me out of nowhere. I didn't know that Bob Saget was 65 years old.
How old did you think he was?
He looked great for 65.
His face was a little bit bloated. I didn't know if that was indicative of something, but he did look good. And and I knew he was in his 60s for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I thought he was, you know, maybe in his late 50s. I don't know. But it's not surprising that someone of that age would to drop, you know?
It is surprising. Without any, you know, if he was like he had cancer or something, but he didn't. 65 is still pretty young to just drop dead for no reason.
Well, I think it's not uber shocking, though.
Not uber. I would say that it is. Like, again, if he was like a massive dude or he had diabetes or cancer, obviously not surprising. But that could happen to anybody of any age. But 65 is still kind of young to drop dead out of nowhere.
Yeah.
In America.
Right. Okay. Right, right. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. It seems like normal to me. Or not shocking, at least. Now, we had a bunch of people died. 2022 came in hot. It was Bob Saget. It was Betty White.
Well,
Sidney
Betty
Poitier.
White died the last day of 2021.
Yeah, close enough. Coming in. It's still bringing it in. Bringing in the new year. And Hogan made some claims that maybe their death had to do with them receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. He said that 100% Betty and Sidney were also jabbed. They're dropping like flies, but they'll never say it. He said on a Facebook post, that comment was deleted soon after, but its existence was documented by many who took screenshots before it was taken down. Saget was 65. He died on Sunday. Supposedly there was, it was right here in Orlando too.
Yeah, I know.
There was no foul play. They didn't see any drugs, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there wasn't any drug. You know, we don't know. We're not going to get the coroner report for 10 weeks or something. Poitier was also old. He was 94. He died last Friday of natural causes. And White died 99 on New Year's Eve, just ahead of her birthday. A publicist for Betty White said that no, it's not the shot. And apparently she had a stroke, you know, a few days before she passed. Now, here's the thing. How would you know if the stroke wasn't caused by something, right? Because that's, you don't just get the shot and then die. It's not like a lethal injection. Usually you have some sort of side effect from the vaccine.
If you're going to die, most people die, I think, 50% within the first 48 hours and 80% within the first week.
Okay. So there
it's not like you get, it's not like you bullet where you get shot and you just drop dead.
Yeah. And they've all been, Bob Saget talked about having COVID, and I believe he's vaccinated and boosted. It's just hard to write it off as like, well, no, this is factually wrong, because they'll go, they had a stroke, but the stroke could have been potentially caused by that vaccine or that shot. So just to say that, no, it's not true is kind of, it's just weird how if you say anything that you're, you know, written about in all these outlets and made to look like a lunatic. But the thing is that the lunatics have been right on a lot of things with this stuff. They just admitted there was a thing. Remember the menstrual cycle thing where the Pfizer shot messed around with women's menstrual cycles?
Was that J&J or was that Pfizer?
I think it was Pfizer, the mRNA one. And they said, I remember that one being like, no, it doesn't. This is all a lie. And now they admitted that, yeah, it might, but it's temporary. How they know it's temporary, I don't know.
They don't
know. They said it was...
They'll release the documents in 2097.
they said it's a temporary thing, but you are a lunatic if you thought that. Also, now they admitted that the CDC, the Walensky lady, said that the shot won't prevent you from spreading COVID. That was the whole thing of the reason to get the shot. I remember when I covered the morning show, I had a fight with Monica. Mm-hmm. And her, she said that the big thing was that you wouldn't spread the virus. And I go, well, if you're vaccinated, why would it matter? But, you know, whatever. And I go, okay, fair enough. That may be true. I would be curious about what the factor would be in that whole thing. Like, how many times less likely are you to spread it with the vaccine? But, okay, whatever. I'm willing to concede that that might be true. Now they go, nope. It's just not true. You can still spread it if you have the vaccine. The narrative seems to be changing a lot now, just totally being flip-flopped and going back to all the people that were getting kicked off Twitter, you know, 6 weeks ago, 12 weeks ago, 6 months ago, have been right about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
The things that they're saying.
I would say the narrative has changed.
It seems to be.
I would say those people are doubling down. But they're grasping at straws.
No. They're saying Fauci said that everybody's going to get it, even if you're vaccinated or not. So, I mean, I would say that's a complete change. That this was a the president was saying that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, they double down instead of saying, well, you know, maybe you don't need to get the vaccine or it's not that great. They're still pushing for everyone to get vaccinated.
Yeah, they still want you to. That's what I mean.
The narrative in terms of, like, you need to get vaccinated has remained, or, and I would say even they've doubled down on it. Like, you have to get vaccinated. Well, what about this, that? They go, yeah, but you still need to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't at this point. I don't know. And people are claiming that, well, if you get the new variant, that it's mild because you're vaccinated. But I know people who aren't vaccinated and it's mild for them too.
I think it's just a more mild variant, period.
Yeah. Larry says, I did everything I thought. I did my part. I had the vax, Pfizer, wore a mask, was verbally abused. I am done at 60. I'm just rolling the dice. I am done. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way, Larry.
What do you mean? Like, you're not going to get boosted? Is that, like, you're not going to get any more? Because it sounds like you did everything.
Yeah, I think he's done now. There's 4 slots on the vaccine card. And that was another conspiracy that, well, if it's a 2-shot dose or 1, why is there 4 spots on this card? Uh-huh. And people said, you're a lunatic. Uh-huh. Okay, well, now we're at the 3rd. And now there's a 4th. If you're immunocompromised, you're eligible to get the 4th. So, I don't know. Come on. It seems like they're really bad at their job.
Yeah. I'm never getting the vaccine.
I know.
And yeah. I know I've said that before. I recently was part of an email thread with my family, which now is like, it used to be fun to hear from the family about possible get-togethers. Now, to me, not like it's a nightmare, but now it's an ordeal every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we detailed ad nauseum, you know, seeing my mom was challenging with the vaccine and the COVID and testing. Now imagine getting 12 people together that think similarly about that sort of thing and trying to coordinate a meeting or reunion where I would be present. Like, that seems like a nightmare, because what might be comfortable for one person might not be comfortable for the other person. And then we have a high-risk 90-year-old, and we also have an infant who just turned 1. So there's a big range, but my grandmother, my bubby, would have turned 100 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so in memoriam for her birthday, my family wants to get together on the first week of April for her birthday. And I have yet to respond. There's been probably about 20 messages sent between people. I've sent 0 of them. Because, again, I feel like I just got out of the storm with my mom in California. And they want to have a reunion in San Diego in early April. And I also went to California in October. And I think I need a break from California.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, like, what the move would be for me. And so what I'm thinking about doing is I'm going to reach out to my mom and be like, hey, can you get the temperature? Because she knows where I'm coming from. She knows the deal. She's dealt with me for the last, you know, several months in terms of planning. I want her to get the temperature on the rest of my family members, because I know that every single one of them are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they care if I'm vaccinated is a different story, and I think there might be a little bit of range there.
I think it's going to change. I think that they're already kind of admitting that at least everybody's going to get it, no matter what, whether you're vaccinated or not. So if you're going to get it anyway, then what's the point?
Will, I understand that logic, but other people don't, and their reasoning is, I just feel more comfortable if you're vaccinated.
Okay, but I think that the people who are the experts who are in charge here are going to start programming them with new stuff, with new programming, and I think they're going to start changing their tune on that. They still want you to, but I think that was a big admission by Mr. Fauci that everybody's going to get it no matter what. And also, don't forget that midterms, 2022 midterms, are in about 10 months. And our president's approval ratings are brutally low. Yeah. So expect it to be wrapping up here pretty soon. By the end of the year, I think a lot of this will be over with. And maybe it'll ramp back up depending on what happens with the election. But it's not looking good for the blue team here in this country. Yeah. And they're about to be ready to get mollywopped if they keep this up. And I think that at the end of the day, it's all about holding on to that power, so they will do whatever it takes to do that. And that includes going back on everything they said the past 2 years.
I honestly, if I can just speak to the family members that I have spoken to, and I think that this, I can extrapolate this to much of the population, not everyone, certainly. Some people are turning around. Some people are getting red-pilled. Some people are saying, what the hell? But are you familiar with the sunk cost fallacy?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, for example, if you open a business and you sink in 5 years and $1 million into a business and it's not going your way, but you tell yourself, listen, I've already put this much in, I might as well just keep investing because I've already invested so much in the past, which logically makes no sense. You want to cut your losses and move on to the next endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing goes with this sort of thinking where people who have wasted or let 2 years of their lives pass don't want to think they were on the wrong side of history, on the wrong side of politics, on the wrong side of medicine or anything. And they felt like they were doing the right thing, that to think that they stayed home for no reason for 2 years and lost their jobs or quit or ruined their lives or whatever the case may be, don't want to feel like they did that all for nothing and it's in vain. And I feel like people who, and again, not everybody, but a lot of people, like, you know, my sister and I would say her group of friends, are like double tripling down because they really to a T not only listened to the politicians, but you know, were also broadcasting that same message to everybody in their circles about this is the right thing to do. And to just turn around seems like they won't do that.
I think they will. A lot of them will when the experts that they listen to start to go back on it, and then they'll go, oh, okay, well now it's safe.
Why do you think the experts are going to change their tune?
I think it's mostly politically motivated that the midterms are coming up and they're going to try to hold on to power. Like I said, even if it's going back on everything they said for the past 2 years, I saw a poll today that the president's approval rating was 33% approved. So that's not good.
I think Kamala's might be even lower or just about the same.
So yeah.
It's not looking good for either one of them.
No, it's not. So I would expect to see, I think this is going to be over with by the end. It's always going to be around, but I think it's going to be, it seems to be getting more of the flu treatment. And, we'll have treatments for it and you'll stay home if you're sick. And then it'll kind of just be a thing that we deal with in the winter.
Yeah, again, it's hard to say, especially living in Florida, because here the virus is, it's existent, but it's like, it's not. Like, we talk about it every day, but I live my life how I did exactly how, you know, before the pandemic, now, mm-hmm. at least, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, going to California, it was a different feeling.
Oh, I bet.
I feel like we are in the minority. It seems like normal life here. Again, we talk about the pandemic in the news all the time. But it's not like, I don't see people wearing masks in restaurants very much anymore, or outside walking, or at, you know, there's no big gatherings in California, or if there are, they're outside, very safe, distanced, like all that sort of stuff. People over there are still pretty hesitant, pretty scared, so.
But if what's his name, that idiot Newsom, says, that's cool, I talked to Fauci, we can kind of go back to normal now, they'll be like, oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God, because people are not human, they're machines. 813-693-2124. @home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter, and Anna Hummel Radio. A reminder, you can watch this show live. Undisclosed date as of now, not locked in, but we're going to try to lock in a actual date and time where we'll be live streaming, so keep up with us on social media, and we'll let you know. All right, that's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Up next, if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, is Frank Rivera's Jazz Show, and after that, you got the Indie Circuit if you're listening on podcast. Thank you so much. Please do tell a friend about it. Spread the word. That's the best form of advertising. Takes a second. Really helps us out. And if you're really feeling generous, hmbradio.com/donate. Have a great week, everybody. Will Kuntz, Anna Hummel. We'll see you. Love you. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.